The Princess of Wales has joined the King and other royals at a remembrance event in London. It's her second official appearance since completing chemotherapy in September. While there are at least 13 services being held across the Sunshine Coast today, including one being organised by the Budrum War Memorial Community Association to honour veterans, with a special service at the Eric Joseph Foote War Memorial Sanctuary from 10 a.m. before we all pause for a minute's silence at 11. Queensland RSL President Stephen Day says more of us are getting involved.
I sense that Australians are looking for things that can bring us together. We find a trend like this also occurring with Anzac Day. They're very significant days in our calendar where we can come together in somber, but I think largely uncontroversial atmosphere.
There are now question marks over Olympic Games infrastructure for the Sunshine Coast, with news the state government could be forced to spend an extra $500 million on the 2032 Games. New Deputy Premier and Minister for Infrastructure Jared Blay revealing about $120 million of that extra money could be needed just for the new Sunshine Coast Indoor Sports Centre and the upgraded stadium. Those two projects, along with the planned Olympic Sunshine Coast mountain bike and possibly the proposed athletics village here, will be put under the microscope as part of a 100-day review of Games venues. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli is calling for the projects to progress, adding the region can't miss out on what we've been promised. A Lake Macdonald man aged in his 30s suffered severe burns to his body in a backyard fire accident on Sunday afternoon. Paramedics were called to a property there just after 3:30 p.m. when they treated the man for burns to his upper torso, both legs and one arm. He was then transported to Skoo for further treatment. Hundreds of local business owners, their employees, industry professionals and other community leaders gathered at the Novotel Sunshine Coast on Saturday night for the annual Sunshine Coast Business Award. Judges spending 9 months selecting 130 finalists from 239 entries before awarding 38 trophies to the best of the best in business here. Advanced Aquarium Technologies won 3 awards in building and construction, export and the big one, overall business of the year.
I mean, we go to work in Kunda Park every day and do work all over the world, and I think for me it's like proof that you can run an international business from the Sunshine Coast, and it's a very exciting thing to be part of.
Head of Corporate Affairs and Marketing Tim Eldridge there, while new inductees to the Hall of Fame were White's IGA, Narrows Escape, Aussie Tiny Houses and Stymie. And Crime Stoppers is urging Sunshine Coasters who are reporting crime to make sure they provide a detailed online report or simply pick up the phone. CEO David Hansen says the majority of the reports they receive each month are submitted via their online service, and it's growing in popularity. He says some of the prompts online, which you'd be asked to answer over the phone, aren't mandatory.
One of the challenges we have is just ensuring that people who are making a report don't feel overwhelmed by that process too. So it's a fine balance between asking enough questions and asking too many questions.